Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the MMG Limited third quarter production report. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Andrea Atell. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for MMG's quarterly production report teleconference. Today's report and today's discussion will cover the operational performance of MMG sites for the third quarter of 2024 and the outlook for the remainder of the year. Joining us for this call are Mr. Liang Chao, our CEO, Mr. Song Qin, Chief Financial Officer, along with other members of the executive team. I will now hand over to Chao Liang, who will take us through the highlights of the report. Following this overview, we will open the call to questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our third quarter production report teleconference. It is an exciting time for our company, and I'm very pleased to be with you today sharing our result. As you know, our production report was released yesterday. For the purpose of this presentation, I will take it as read and provide a high-level summary of our results and the key highlights. My colleagues and I will be happy to take any questions you may have at the end. At MMG, safety is our first value. It is pleasing that our overall safety performance for the Q3 is showing improvement for both indicators. We are tracking well against our goal of achieving significant and ongoing improvement. Although I would like to acknowledge there is still a way to go. As a team, we will be remain vigilant and continue to progress our improvement plans across all our sites and champion safety leadership. Now let's turn to the production results. MMG achieved a significant growth in copper production for the Q3 with 22% growth compared to the same period last year and 26% growth compared to the previous quarter. This is driven by a strong performance at Las Bambas, Kingsville, and Coimbatore. Notably, Las Bambas had an impressive result, producing over 90,000 tons of copper in copper concentrate. It's the strongest quarter since 2021. The site will continue to ramp up production in the fourth quarter, and during that time, it's expected to reach annualized copper production of over 400,000 tons. This would see Las Bambas re-enter the top 10 copper mines in the world, a milestone we will work hard to achieve. At Coimbatore, we had the double digital growth quarter on quarter, an increase driven by improved mining and milling volumes and a higher ore grades. Production will continue to ramp up, allowing us to maximize our return from MMG-used asset. Thanks to increased ore supply from the Sokoroshe 2 pit and enhanced power supply stability, Kingsville also performed well. Our 2024 production guidance, off the back of uninterrupted production and operation at the Chakwamba pit, we are confident in reaching 320,000 tons of production this year at Las Bambas. We also anticipate achieving our targets for our other two mines. Now let's move to zinc. Production was impacted by maintenance at both sites. However, volume are set to recover. While Dugo River and Rosebery had decreased zinc production for the Q3, volume did recover in September and are expected to stabilize in the coming months. I'd like to call out that Dugo River's zinc metal production for September was its second highest since January 2022. an impressive result. With strong feed grades and zinc recoveries, we help the metal production. Our guidance for Dugald River production has been lowered. However, Rosebery remains on track. Across all sites, C1 cost guidance is unchanged, and it's worth highlighting that the Las Bambas and Rosebery are each expected to come in at the low end of their respective range. In recent years, we have been focused on growth across all operations through expansion and mine life extension. And our recent development projects have helped deliver this. I would like to highlight some significant project wins. Firstly, we are pleased to share that copper cathode from sulfur ore was produced in late September as part of our Kinsevere expansion project. The completion of this project will, over the coming year, see the team focus on ramping up to reach nameplate capacity. This will extend the mine life to 2035. Our expansion plans to increase the capacity to 130,000 tons annually at Khoemacau are proceeding well. The preliminary feasibility study is now complete. The project is expected to move into feasibility study by the end of this year, with construction expected to begin in 2026 and to be completed by 2028. This will help reduce C1 cost as well. MMG is collaborating with the Huancuire Community Conference on the Chalcobamba Pit development, which is in early operation. Constructive dialogue with Las Bambas, the Huancuire community, and the Peruvian government continues. Discussions are focused on implementing agreements, including local business and employment opportunities, while seeking to finalize development priorities and strengthen relationships. And finally, off the back of the successful completion of MMG's rights issue, the proceeds were this quarter used for debt facility repayment. The repayment provides the company greater flexibility with working capital and the funding of corporate costs, as well as ongoing development of MMG's mines, including essential infrastructure and equipment. In closing, we are committed to growing a strong business across the three continents, four countries, and the three commodities. Importantly, our portfolio is leveraged to mineral critical for a low-carbon future. And I'm proud of our reputation and commitment to international sustainable leadership standards. Moving forward, we will continue to focus on generating more value from our operations and maximizing the growth potential of our assets. On behalf of MMG Exco Executive Committee, many thanks to our team for their hard work and dedication. I'm excited about the future and what is to come. This concludes the results part of our call. Now we are happy to take your questions and we'll hand back to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star then 2. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. The first question today comes from Jimmy Feng from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks management for the presentation. And I have several questions. The first question is for the last member of mine. I'm very happy to see the full year C1 cost towards the lower end of the guidance. In this case, as the first quarter C1 cost was high at 1.8, then the second quarter, if I calculate right, the second half C1 cost would be lower than 1.5. So in this case, what would be the C1 cost expectation in 2025 for last member of mine? So this is my first question. Thanks.
Thank you, Tim. Song or Ivo, please. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Ivo from Las Bambas. Actually, as you mentioned, the Las Bambas C1 cost right now is for 2024 expected to be around $1.55 per pound. So given that actually the C1 cost for the first half of the year is $1.81, actually because we have more than 50% of the input from Chalcobamba, actually, so that's why we have a very significant improvement. So because of the three reasons, the higher production rates we have and improved consumable officials and also increased by the byproduct credit. Well, as you mentioned, the for the next year, we prefer to still maintain the high production we have. And also we do try to always to maximum the efficiency of the current the operation we have. So actually we try to maintain the annual production for the next year is between 350,000 to 400,000 tons. So, and within the Chalcobamba, actually they probably will contribute around 40% to 50%. And so for the C1 cost, actually I don't have an exact number just for that, but I really think it would be much better than the first half of the year of 2024. This is what we try to achieve.
Got it.
Thank you, Ivo. Any comments from Song to add?
We were released the full year guidance for C1, a range 1.55 to 1.75 pounds per pound US dollar. So with what Ivo said, with the good production rate, our cost can reach to the lower end of the guidance. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, management. That's very clear. Just one quick follow-up. So for the last month of mine, I know that in the first quarter it's already annualized at 400 kt. So would the guidance for the next year, 350 to 400 kt, would be relatively conservative because in the first quarter we already reached this level, or is there any change of mining series that thing may change the next year's guidance lower than 400 kt? That's my quick follow-up. Thanks.
Thank you, question. Ivo or Nan, you just please.
Yeah, I didn't got the number of the production next year. I'm sorry, please repeat.
Oh, sorry. I mean that from your previous answer, you said that in the next year, the production would be around 350 to 400 kt for Las Bambas. But for the fourth quarter of this year, the annualized production already reached 400 kt. So just want to check whether the next year's production, if there's no disruptions, like transportation, can reach the higher end of this guidance, like can reach 400 kt.
Yeah, well, actually, just as you know, the production of this year, 2024, we have higher production in the second half of the year, because as you know, in the first quarter, normally we have the reaping season, we have lower production. And obviously with the start of Chalcobamba, we have higher production, and we try to achieve the goal of this year is 320,000 tons. For the next year, obviously with the Chalcobamba, which contributes more than half of the production, and we may reach between 350 to 400,000 tons. Obviously the same. The first quarter of the next year, probably because of the rainy season, we will have a higher production in the second half of the year. But I think we're quite confident that we'll try to achieve the higher level of our target. Thank you.
Got it. Thanks. Very clear. And my second question is for the Khoemacau project. When ramping up to 60 kt per annual output in 2026, what would be the C1 cost expectation? Will be lower to what level? Do you have this expectation? Thanks.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think once we ramp up, obviously, to 60,000 tons, our range will be sort of somewhere around $1.50 to $1.70 range. You know, as we go, we're still doing some planning, working out the budget for next year and then beyond that. So early next year, we'll have a better clarity on the ramp-up profile, and then we can provide more update to the market.
Yeah. Sure, thanks. Got it. And that's also a very good improvement in the Khoemacau C1 cost. Thanks. I have no further questions, and thanks for the sharing.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you. The next question comes from Lawrence Lau from BOCI. Please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations for the strong performance at Las Bambas in the third quarter. I have two questions. First of all, regarding Las Bambas, we noticed that the sales volume of copper actually is below your output for two consecutive quarters already. I just wonder if you have encountered any problem or difficulty in selling your products, or is it just some kind of a temporary situation? And secondly, for Kinsevere, I just wonder why you are not guiding for the high end of your annual guidance for the full year output, because we have seen a very strong third quarters. And are you expecting a lower output for the fourth quarter on a Q-on-Q basis? I think that's what my question now. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. For the famous one, Ivo and Sandra, please comment in terms of the product sailing. Kingsbury, Nam, please.
Yeah, this is Sandra. Actually, I can comment on the sales. We didn't experience big issues in terms of logistics. When you look at the numbers, probably it's more of a temporary disruption on the road for a few days, and also the flow at port, so that we were not able to load the concentrate. So just to confirm, actually, we didn't see material disruptions in terms of logistics. So Ivo, I don't know if you got...
Yeah, totally great.
Okay, Lawrence, this is Nan here. Just in regard to your question on Kinsevere, we do see pretty steady production performance in Q3 and then coming into October as well. But as we go towards the end of our oxide feed and then getting into the sulfide feed, so we finish our mechanical completion of the sulfide plant and then roaster. But we just start the ramp up. So to build in a bit of a conservatism, in that ramp up process, because as you know, when we commission any sort of processing facilities, there will be up and downs. So we did bank some conservatism in there. Secondly, is as we go towards the end of the year, our offsite grade start to drop to a lower level compared with now. So obviously aiming to bringing the sulfide component, you know, as part of the ramp up. You know, overall, we definitely aim for our high end of the production figure for the year. But yeah, so we're just giving the range, you know, just considering some potential ramp up issues. Yeah, but that's pretty much part of our plan anyway. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. To ask a question, please press star one on your phone. The next question comes from Chris Hsu from Bolognese Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, management team, and congratulations on the great operating performance. I've got two questions on Las Bambas. The first one is regarding the grade. So I see a great improvement, you know, on the grade, you know, on a quarter-to-quarter basis. So I'm just wondering, to what extent is that sustainable, or actually do you see any upside to that going forward? Thank you.
Ivo and Nan, please comment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chris. This is Nan here. If I can jump in, respond to this question. In terms of the grade, we try to reach to a reasonable feed grade level between Ferrobamba pit and Chocobamba pit. You know, obviously we don't want a high grade operation, so we do see the grade will be sustainable. It will be well balanced between Ferrobamba and Chocobamba to bring the best value to our operation, and then the most valid production profile for Las Bambas going forward. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much. Yeah. And the second question is, now that Chalcobamba has already has started contributing, so what are the thoughts on Chalcobamba now? Any plan?
Ivo, could you comment?
Yeah, this is Ivo from Las Bambas. Yeah, this is Ivo from Las Bambas. Actually, right now we also have a lot of social programs with the Surufobamba, with the community, which is Bambuda, and all the surrounding communities as well. We have this engagement with them. And what we're trying to do is still to keep this dialogue with them and trying to have some connections and dialogue in the coming months. Obviously, the third pit is still on the schedule of Las Bambas development. So currently, we are doing all this engagement with the community. Thank you.
Understood. So there is no sort of definitive timeline yet for Chalcobamba. Is that right?
Yeah, according to the timeline and what we're trying to evaluate, this deal is proper to have the very optimistic ones. But we still try to maintain the timeline we have and trying to improve this this negotiation with the communities, of course, with the government participating. Thank you.
The next question comes from Yuji Wang from Polymer. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. Thanks, management, for the introduction and congratulations about the very good results. So basically, two questions from my side. So the first one is about the Las Bambas facility agreement. So I noticed you have made some progress in this part. Just wondering about the potential interest expense saving on this part. This is my first question. And the second one is just wondering about the Kingsbury's current run rate. And also wondering if the mine is still sourcing external raw materials or just purely relying on your self-produced raw materials. Thanks.
Thank you for the question. Song, could you handle the LB facility? And then Nan, please handle the Kingsbury.
Yes, thanks, Yijie. This is a we have restructured the project facility of 1.8 billion in this July and August. In July, we repaid already repaid 800 million with a combination of cash and RCF rolling facility. Further in August, we repaid 1 billion by the newly set up a bank facility of 1 billion. With that repayment, we successfully reduced the interest rate because previously project facility at that moment was at the high interest rate period. By this restructure, we reduced at least 1.5% of the financing costs, which annualized interest can be so. For example, in 2025, can be 30 to 40 million cost savings.
Okay. Hi, Yijie. This is Nan here. I'm just going to respond to your Kinsevere related question on the external ore source. As we continue to ramp up the sulfide plant now and then use more and more sulfide ore, the reliance on third-party oxide ore will reduce. We not really rely on the third-party ore, but if there's a good opportunity with a good quality third-party ore at the right price, we'll definitely consider.
Sure, got it. Actually, two quick follow-ups from my side. So just firstly is just to clarify the numbers management mentioned earlier in terms of the interest expenses saving for next year is around like 30 to 40 million US dollar, right?
Well, yes, if you calculate with 1.5 billion with 1.5 interest rate and plus that's roughly, you know,
Sure.
Yeah. And with federal interest rate further cut, that will help us a lot further.
Sure, got it. And the second question, the second follow-up is about Kingsbury. So just wondering about your kind of like guidance for next year, especially from your self-produced, the copper cathode produced from your self-owned like copper concentrates. So what's the guidance for next year, volume guidance?
Yeah, the guidance we're currently still working through the ramp-up profile and then also the budget process for 2025. So we'll be in a better position to provide update in early next year, January, during our Q4 announcement. Thank you.
Sure. Looking forward to the updated guidance. Thanks, management. No further questions.
Thank you. We're still in the cycle, budget cycle, so we'll be ready later rather than now. Thank you.
Thank you. One more time, to register a question, please press star 1 on your phone. We'll pause for a moment to allow any last parties to enter the queue. At this time, we're showing no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to Andrea for closing remarks.
Thank you for joining us. If you have any additional questions, please reach out to our investor relations or corporate affairs teams. Thank you for your time. Bye for now.